Welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
This is Linda Morris, and I am going to do a call this morning on protein. So we all realize that protein is really important for our bodies, but I don't think we really realized it until we started with the Vital Balance Eating Plan. And the fact that our bodies need half of our body weight in protein every day or more if we are looking to release weight. So go to MyFitnessPal.com and download that app or go online and find it. And that is how you can really figure out how many grams of proteins in an egg or in chicken. So I'm going to be talking about a couple different protein sources this morning. And to lead it off, where this discussion first started was with Barbara Bertuzzi, and we were talking about soy. And I remember many years ago, one of my best nutrition experts that I know was talking about how soy is one of the top three allergens, and a lot of people have problems with soy. And I also recall Dr. Naidu talking about soy and how he said that if that's one of the top four things you can do to actually have bone loss is by eating soy. So if you want to have weak bones, eat soy. He also said if you want to have weak bones, drink soda that contains phosphoric acid, which is usually the dark sodas. And he also said you want to have weak bones, also drink lots of coffee. So those are all things that we don't really want to create. So Barbara, you had an article you wanted to share on soy.
I did. Good morning, everybody. This is the truth about soy, healthy and dangerous, or dangerous. And it's by Donald Gantz, a Canadian. Oh, no. He is? Madeira Center of Natural Healing. And this is an article from Bottom Line. I like Bottom Line. It kind of gives us the bottom line of articles or facts. And he has written a book. I'll just read real quick what he is because I think it's important. Clinical master herbologist and medical director at the Madeira Center for Natural Healing in Ashland, Oregon. Founder and president of Madeira Foundation, a not-for-profit organization for professional education and clinical research in collaborative medicine, and president and formulator of the Natural Health Product, Natura Health Product. He is author of Adaptogens in Medical Herbalism, Healing Arts, and Herbal Medicine is another book, and Healing in Cancer. So those are three books that he's written, and he has our website, DonnieYance.com. Okay, so this is what I found so fascinating. Over the past few years, soy seems to have gone from one of the healthiest foods to one of the least healthy, with some health professionals accusing the bean of causing a wide range of problems, from thyroid damage to pancreatic cancer. Are they right? Should you avoid soy? My viewpoint. Eating traditional soy foods such as miso, tofu, and others in amounts eaten by Asian people for thousands of years not only poses no threat to health, but according to thousands of scientific studies, may help protect you from many chronic diseases, including heart disease, cancer, osteoporosis, and kidney disease. On the other hand, eating some of the recently invented foods that are made from soy, and there are thousands of these, is a different story altogether. What you need to know. Okay, so then it just categorizes them. So the health benefits. Soy has many helpful components, including obvious ones, such as protein and fiber. Somebody's got me in there.
Or forgot to not on mute. Thank you.
There you go. Including obvious ones such as protein fiber. But soy's most distinctive health-given components are soy isoflavones, including, okay, here we go, Linda, with those words, genistein and diazin and glycodine. Okay. I can always get the article for you guys when I can. All right. Which have a wide variety of health benefits. Heart disease. Many studies show that regular intake of soy foods lowers LDL, bad cholesterol, and heart-harming triglycerides, another blood fat, and increases HDL, the good cholesterol, lowering the risk for heart disease. Kidney disease. Dozens of studies show that soy is a nutritional ally for diabetes patients with kidney disease, slowing the condition. Cancer. Research shows that soy intake can help prevent breast cancer and improve the chances of survival in women diagnosed with breast cancer. Study also show links to lowering risk for prostate, colon, and lung cancer. How it works. Soy isoflavones are phytoestrogens, estrogen-like plant compounds. However, phytoestrogens are only about 1/400 the strength of estrogen, and they have an anti-estrogen property. The American Cancer Society explains that phytoestrogens can block more potent natural estrogens from binding to estrogen receptors in breast cells. When estrogen binds to estrogen receptors, it can spur on breast cancer. Phytoestrogens also stimulate production of protein that binds estrogen in the blood so that it is less able to bind to the receptors. In addition, factors in soy can slow cancer cell proliferation, cells dividing and multiplying, stimulate the death of cancer cells, block the formation of new blood vessels to the tumor, and repair many of the genes linked to the development of cancer. I tell you, it makes me want to go have my miso soup right now. Okay, anyway, osteoporosis. Regular intake of soy can help build bone mass, preventing or slowing this bone eroding disease. Hold on. Okay. I recommend, eating or drinking 3 to 4 weekly servings of traditional good soy foods, see below. That amount delivers the daily amount of isoflavones eaten in traditional Eastern cultures, and the amount that matches the levels in studies that show benefits from soy intake. Important, do not endorse the use of soy isoflavone supplements. There are many nutritional and botanical supplements that deliver factors you can't get from your diet, but you can get these benefits of soy from soy foods, and that's the best way to get them. However, certain soy foods are bad for you. Here's the worst and the best. Okay, so we've got a list of the bad soy and the good soy. All right, here we go. Y'all ready? All right, the worst soy products are margarines and shortenings made from partially hydrogenated soybean oil. These contain trans fat, which harden and clog arteries, increasing the risk for heart attack and stroke, and may package foods, crackers, cookies, canned foods, frozen entrees, contain particularly hydrogenated soybean oil. Minimize or eliminate them from all your diet. Another bad for you type of soy is processed soy protein, such as soy protein isolate, soy protein concentrate, texturized vegetable protein, and vegetable protein. Ingredients that you will find in many processed foods, ranging from nutritional powders to energy bars to veggie burgers and those little meatballs. All of those. Here's the good soy. Traditional soy foods are good choices. When possible, look for foods that are organic and do not contain genetically modified organisms, GMOs. No one really knows what effects GMO foods might have on our health, and animal studies link them to infertility, immune problems, digestive disorders, and other issues. Human studies show that they may increase the incidence of food allergies. Traditional soy foods include miso, fermented soybean paste. Soybean contains anti-nutrients such as enzyme inhibitors that can interfere with digestion. But Asian cultures discovered thousands of years ago that soaking, sprouting, and fermenting soybeans neutralizes the anti-nutrients. Miso fermented soybean paste is such a food. And miso soup, a nourishing broth of fermented soybean paste and seaweed, often with vegetables and tofu, is a dietary mainstay for many Japanese people. Important scientific evidence. Important scientific evidence research from Japan's Natural Cancer Center shows that women who ate three or more bowls of miso soup daily had a 54% lower risk of breast cancer than women who ate one bowl. I ate two bowls during all my cancer-free diet. Okay. Tempeh fermented soybean formed into a burger-like patty. This soy food is a rich source of protein. New research in animal study, rats were protected from drug-induced neurological damage and memory loss when they ate tempeh. God, I almost want to read that again. In animal studies, rats were protected from drug-induced neurological damage and memory loss when they ate tempeh. Natto, N-A-T-T-O, boiled soybean fermented with the bacterium Bacillus cibatilis. This soy food is rich in vitamin K2, a must for healthy bones. It also is loaded with nattokinases, an enzyme that thins the blood and may help protect against heart attack and stroke. Tofu, soybean curd. Tofu is coagulated soy milk pressed into soft white blocks. My favorite way to eat it is to marinate it and make a wrap sandwich with some veggies and plum sauce. Important scientific research. In one study of more than 1,500 women published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, every additional weekly serving of tofu lowered the risk of breast cancer by 15%. Soy milk, look for an organic non-GMO brand such as Pacific. Tamari. Tamari is made from fermented soybean and is similar to soy sauce, but has more soy and less wheat and is thicker and less salty. Edamame, green, immature soybeans, generally steamed and eaten out of the pod. Edamame contain fewer toxins than mature beans. Allergic to soy? Symptoms develop within minutes to hours after eating soy and include mouth tingling, hives or itching, swelling of the tongue, lips or vocal cords, trouble breathing, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. A severe reaction to soy, anaphylactic, is rare. Symptoms include constriction of airways, rapid pulse and dizziness, and warrant emergency treatment. You might not be allergic to soy, but you might be sensitive to it. The symptoms of food sensitivity, such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, appear gradually, even days after ingestion, and usually happen when you eat too much or too often. If you have a soy sensitivity, determine the amount you can eat without symptoms and limit your intake. And that is the end of the article. All right.
Great. Yeah, I remember also at that same time talking, we were having dinner with Dr. Naidu, and I asked him about, when he was talking about, you know, what you need to avoid for, you know, keep healthy bones. And I remember pointing to edamame. He's like, oh, no, that's good. That edamame is good, you know, especially getting organic. And I also recall asking him about sparkling water, because he was talking about how carbonated beverages was bad. And I said, so, like, this, I think it was Perrier. He's like, oh, no, that's fine. He's, like, talking about phosphoric acid, not just anything carbonated, stuff that is naturally carbonated. So, interesting stuff.
It is. Well, when I had my cancer-free diet, and I'm going on 10 years, so that's pretty awesome. I did, too. I did the barley, let's see, it's from brown rice, miso soup. And it actually has, God bless you, it has a label on it that says good for breast cancer patients. I mean, there's a label inside it that says it's very beneficial for breast cancer patients. So, and it's really easy. You just take a spoonful of it and put it in hot water, and it makes a broth. And then you either add the dry nori, you know, you cut it with scissors, I did, the nori, and put it in your, in it, and then you could also add the tofu, which, you know, is already cubed up, and cut it in cubes and put it in there. But I just ate it as a broth with the nori sea vegetables. And that's who I learned from was someone who had studied from Hiroshima, the people who survived that blast, because they all had tumors and growths, and some things were deformed, the cells. And the way they got it out of their system was through these brown rice miso soup and this type of rigorous diet and teas.
You just have to get the good tofu. So how do you find the good tofu? How do you know which is good and which is bad?
It says that the miso soup is, it's the fermented ones that are good. So tempeh has already been prepped, and the tofu blocks, or there's a smaller one that's like, it mushes and curdles like cottage cheese. It is, they're already processed and fermented, and that's good for you. It's the ones that we use in America that we use, let's see, it says, other bad types of soy, processed soybean, isolated protein, isolate soy protein concentrate, texturized vegetable protein. So that's in the bins, and I used that when I would make my vegetable chili. So I guess I won't be making that anymore. And hydrolyzed bin, it's in the bins. It's a dry, it looks like a cornmeal, but a bigger flake.
Oh, it's okay, like in the bulk food.
Yeah, it's the vegetable protein
A powder, kind of like a protein powder. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, it's vitally important if you are, if you're not eating meat, that you do supplement B12, because you're not getting any of that. So it's really important that you supplement B12 if you are not eating animal protein.
Exactly. And our green zymes, too, are really good for all the different enzymes that you might be missing in meat. So it also says hydrogenized vegetable protein, ingredients that you find in many of the processed foods. So the little veggie burgers and all that we make here in America, I don't believe, are made with the right kind. No fast food soy, I guess.
No fast food, period.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Anybody have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to share about your knowledge of the soy world, and you know, that is, that did remind me when we were talking about that, that you can get the edamame and have that as one of your snacks on the Vital Balance eating plan too, and just add your own Himalayan or real salt to it. Gives you something to do too, kind of like peeling a peanut, only it's peeling the edamame.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
Well, thank you, Barbara, for sharing.
Yes.
Even though you're having a hard time talking, so thank you for being willing to go ahead and push the envelope with when your voice isn't 100%. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.